Oregon State Parks managers have two new Geiger counters to scan possible tsunami debris that floats in from Japan. On the Washington coast, state health department scientists are now regularly checking marine debris and fish for possible radiation from last year's Japanese nuclear meltdown. The testing is mostly just to reassure the public, not out of grave concern that radiation will get here. Correspondent Tom Bonser reports from Ocean Shores on the Washington coast.
Beachcomber Bev Hughes noticed the State Department of Health scientist working the high tide line with a Geiger counter. Hughes walked over with a shopping bag full of trash she collected on her morning walk, mostly plastic drink bottles.
Can you check them?
Sure.
Many of the bottles have Japanese labels or markings.
I don't want to be messing with stuff that could be radioactive.
Radiation health physicist Lynn Albin scans the collection.
So is it picking up anything?
Nothing.
In fact, Albin says all checks have come back negative since surveillance of potential tsunami debris started in April. Washington Secretary of Health says spot checks of litter picked up during beach cleanups and of returning salmon and steelhead will continue. The purpose is to reassure the public that seafood and the beaches are safe. I'm Tom Bonsey in Ocean Shores, Washington.